Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. Folly is a slut who sits in the doorway of her house with her legs spread for you. Just for you. Because you're special. She knows just what you want, just the way you like it. Don't pretend you're too pious to notice. Don't pretend that you didn't notice. Don't pretend you don't look. Don't pretend you don't like what you see. She looks better than your wife. She'll do things your wife won't do or you wouldn't dare ask. She excites in you a passion that you cannot explain. That's essentially a summary of what Kyle and Dalish's commentary has to say about Proverbs 9:13-15. I may have added a little of my own interpretation. But folly is based all in the senses. Folly is based all in emotion, passion. She sneaks by your reason with its sensuality. If you have ever found yourself babbling like an idiot in front of a beautiful woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Folly is the queen of our culture. She's increasingly found on the throne in our churches of our day as well. Experiential sentimentalism is what reigns in our day. Brothers, the bloody hippies have won. If it feels good, do it. It's the prevailing philosophy of our day. And folly. Well, she knows how to make you feel good. And you have heard her enticing whisper, haven't you, Pastor? You are not immune. In fact, perhaps we are all the more susceptible who wear the collar. Because we work with people. And it feels so good. It feels so good when people like us. It feels so good when they are pleased with us. A firm handshake and a smile. Expressions of gratitude. A pat on the back. What would we ever do without you, Pastor? A little stroke of the ego. Oh, it feels so good. To be a pastor is to preach, and to teach, and to administer the sacraments. Read Article 5. It's a good read. Plus the Anabaptists get another good condemning, so that's always fun. But you are called to preach, to teach, and to administer the sacraments. People won't always like it. You know this. You preach what the Word says. You teach what the Word says. You administer the sacraments. And some will hate you. And it feels so terrible. I mean, sleepless nights, terrible. When people are upset with us. When people are angry with us. When people are disappointed in us. When they are not smiling, but they're frowning and they're gnashing their teeth. When instead of a warm handshake and a pat on the back, we get the cold shoulder and a knife in the back. And we are left alone. Utterly alone to twist with our doubts and our fears and those pastoral insecurities. Every pastor has experienced this at one time or another. And we have heard folly's whisper at those times especially. Calling us to avoid those things that path that hurts, that feels bad, to only do that which is feeling good. Being faithful sometimes feels bad, and it is hard. Compromise, much easier. People will be happier with you, and it feels good. Folly sits in the doorway and is calling you, Pastor. Folly's feast is bread and water. It's stolen at that. It's a feast for the dead. It is a feast at which corpses sit around, stuffing their faces with bread and water that can never satisfy or vivify. Bread that does not give life, but only continues the death. For it is an illusion. It's not real. It's merely sensual. Based in nothing. It only leads to a greater craving. A craving that cannot be satiated because there is nothing real there. You have taken a seat at this feast, Pastor. You have huddled up next to folly. I know you have. So have I. But there is another woman. She does not have unsubstantial bread and water, no Zwingli in here, but she has a feast, a true feast, a feast of meat and a feast of wine, a feast of substance, of something real, a feast that nourishes, a feast that satisfies. Her name is Wisdom, and she calls you. She calls you away from folly. Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. Well, this certainly applies to the lot gathered here this morning. Wisdom has built the house. Inside is a feast which Wisdom has prepared, and the invitation has gone out to all. The house Wisdom has built is the church. Jesus says to you, come, eat of my bread, drink of my wine I have prepared. The bread is his body, the wine is his blood, the medicine of immortality. You who are dead in your trespasses and sin, come, eat, come, drink. This is for you, just for you. It is what you need. It is exactly what you need. This is real. Forgiveness, life, salvation, wisdom that makes one wise unto salvation. This wisdom is not based on sensuality. This wisdom is not based on feelings, but it is based upon the sure and the certain word of God. It is based upon the one who died on the cross at a specific time, on a specific day, at a specific place, and cried out, "It is finished." It is based upon the word of the one who rose from the dead. It is based upon the word of the one who ascended to the right hand of the Father. It is based upon the objective reality that the water and the word which dripped off your forehead was applied to you in holy baptism. It is based upon the objective reality that the words of holy absolution were spoken to you. It is based upon the objective reality of the Holy Supper being fed to you. This, brothers, is real. This is objective, outside of you. This is sure and certain. This is for you. Jesus invites all to feast on his flesh. Yes, I am referencing John 6, and you may continue the debate as to whether our Lord means the supper or not later. But not now. Focus. You, by the grace of God, have turned from folly and have been called and gathered into Wisdom's house. You have left the foul feast for the dead and have been called to join the living at the everlasting life-giving feast. The body broken, the blood shed on the cross for you. Given to you, poured down your throat. You have left your simple ways and have been given life. Life eternal. By spirit-wrought faith, you walk in the way of insight. Not your insight. The insight that comes from wisdom. The insight that comes from repentance. The insight that comes in faith. The insight that comes from the gospel. The insight that comes from Jesus. You are wise in Jesus. Live. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.